Keeping you up to date on the breaking news on Capitol Hill, House Republicans voted tonight that Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney should keep her post in GOP leadership after she defended her support for Donald Trump's second impeachment as a vote of conscience. This happened during a heated closed-door GOP conference meeting. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy after the vote.
It's just an example. This Republican Party is a very big tent. Everyone's invited in. And you look at the last election, we continue to grow, and in 2 years we'll be the majority. Thank you all very much.
Let's go live tonight to ABC News political director Rick Klein, who's with us on Skype. Rick, what does it mean that Cheney survives in her leadership position and by a somewhat wide margin?
Yeah, 61 votes by secret ballot to remove her from leadership. You can look at that as a large number or also a pretty small one. I think there were some people who were worried just a few days ago that she could lose her leadership post. But even the fact that there was a vote like this tells you about the divisions in the Republican Party, notwithstanding what Kevin McCarthy just said. This is a party that is deeply divided about its future, split over some of the fault lines that Donald Trump has exposed and exacerbated. And that will remain, even though there's no change in leadership.
What do you make of McCarthy's remarks? Here we are talking about a big tent for the Republican Party that is poised to make gains when a lot of neutral observers are seeing something that's badly fractured.
Yeah, and you're seeing this party continue to cope with what it means to operate in this now post-Trump era. Kevin McCarthy, notably just last week, was down at Mar-a-Lago meeting privately with President Trump, getting him to commit to supporting in 2022 efforts to take back the House. But we know that President Trump and his allies have been actively pushing people to challenge people like Congresswoman Cheney, who supported impeachment. Notwithstanding the way this was described as a vote of conscience, it just has not sat well with many Republicans to know that there are some in their own ranks, including leadership, who feel like the president's actions were that objectionable, that he should have been impeached. And we know with the trial looming next week, you're going to see just more of these divisions and really no clear path forward for the Republican Party.
Could McCarthy have made a pretty big political mistake by not punishing freshman Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for her many false and inflammatory remarks? He condemned them, but he didn't go beyond that.
Yeah, he says he offered a deal to Democrats to give them the option of removing her from one committee, but that would have been something that would have, Democrats would basically have been letting Republicans off the hook. It's their party's member, and it's their committee assignments to dole out. And the fact that there was the vote on Congresswoman Cheney and no vote on Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is self-striking. These two women who represent different factions of the Republican Party right now facing different degrees of scrutiny and different degrees of accountability. And you're right, there are lots of Republicans who think that there should have been and should still be action against Marjorie Taylor Greene.
What could happen tomorrow then when there's an overall vote to remove her from her committee appointments?
Yeah, now the full House of Representatives weighs in, and it's a tricky vote for not just Republicans, but even many Democrats. Do you want to be in the position of essentially policing activities that happened before someone was elected to Congress? Presumably, the voters in her district in Georgia knew about or could have known about these comments. They were publicly available on her Facebook page and YouTube and the like. So it is a bit of a slippery slope, but there's a growing momentum in Congress to have real accountability and to say, look, we can't control the fact that she's a member of Congress, but we can control how much input she has in shaping the legislative agenda.
Finally, more than a couple of mixed messages coming from this freshman lawmaker. As you know, Rick, she told the Washington Examiner essentially it was the old Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry, go ahead, make my day, speaking in very boisterous and bold terms about how if the Democrats do this, then she'll just travel the country recruiting new Republican lawmakers. At the same time, behind closed doors, she was conciliatory. She did apologize and said she probably shouldn't have been flirting with these QAnon theories and also some other things about, the remarks that clearly we know did happen, school shootings, etc. So what do you make of that mixed message?
Well, clearly something doesn't add up. Kevin McCarthy is suggesting that she has apologized for her past comments. She hasn't done so publicly. In fact, she has repeatedly said she has no right or reason to apologize, and she will not apologize. And she boasted of getting a call just a few days ago from President Trump, who said, which he says was a great conversation. So look, she has benefited in some ways politically from these inflammatory remarks. She hasn't backed down from them. And she's going to now be, according to Republicans, on a pretty tight leash in terms of what she can say. And I think Republicans are going to be held to account now for what she says. This is going to be a lingering problem for them. We're already seeing Democrats spend money in campaigns. These are for next fall's campaigns, in trying to tie some establishment-minded Republicans to the actions and the rhetoric of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's Rick Klein. He's ABC News political director.